About a week ago, bulldozers plowed through an area south of Soldotna to create a fire line. The machinery went past what wildfire medic and vet tech Eric Zucker knew to be an animal den, so they tried to avoid it.
And going out to the line, we modified where our personnel traveled, and every once in a while we just popped down to see if there's any sign from the parents, because we've heard a couple wolves howling from camp at night in the far distance. And even after this rain, we have not seen any new tracks, so our division got in contact with the refuge.
Zucker says the refuge biologist decided to pull out the pups.
We found the skinniest crew member we could to climb up into the den, because it was pretty wide at first, but then it got down to be a pretty small little hole. So, and yeah, he was totally in there all the way, and the signal was for him to wiggle his feet so other crew members could pull him out. And he went in there 6 times to get each pup.
5 of the 6 were still alive, but they were dehydrated and hungry. They also had quills stuck in their bodies and faces from a porcupine that had holed up with them to avoid the fire. Now, the 5 pups are being cared for at the Alaska Zoo. One pup sucks eagerly on a bottle of puppy formula fed to him by zookeeper Jim Rutkowski.
Good baby. Good. All right.
The baby wolf weighs just over 2 pounds and needs about 250 to 300 calories per day to survive. Peeking out of the fluffy black fur is a milky blue eye. It's infected from where it was pierced by a quill. He's receiving antibiotics, but the zookeepers aren't sure if he'll be able to see again from that eye. Another pup squirms as they try to pull a quill from his side.
It's like taking a splinter out of your kid's foot.
That's zoo curator Shannon Jensen. She says the quills can stay in the pups for years, but they're working hard to get them healthy. Once the pups are well enough, they'll be transferred to another zoo or facility in the lower 48. Jensen says they cannot be released back into the wild because they've had too much contact with humans. Ultimately, it's up to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game to decide where they go. The department's spokesperson, Ken Marsh, says many places are interested. They're currently working with an accredited facility that can keep all 5 pups together, but they won't know exactly where the pups will go for another few weeks. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.